Hello and welcome home, everybody.
Hi, everybody. We are back.
Guess who's back?
Did you miss us?
Yeah.
Probably not.
Michelle's got our back.
So, before we get started, as usual, if you would be so kind as to share this feed with your friends so that we can get a better reach, because we have really great things to talk about tonight.
And Facebook don't care.
And Facebook really doesn't care. So Facebook's been horrible lately. So
I think we should stage a walkout on Facebook.
A walkout?
Yeah.
All right. Well, anyway, so when you like, share, and comment, it really does help us out, and we really appreciate it. And also, don't forget to tell us where you are watching from in the comments. If you are watching the replay, type replay and tell us where you're watching from.
I'm watching from our counter.
Yeah.
I'm watching live. There's a whole difference there.
Yeah. Okay. So I know that we have House of Mouse Expo fans.
Something's still going on.
It is. Yeah. On the feed right now. So we're going to take care of you guys first before we talk about the D23 Expo in Disneyland.
So much to talk about.
There's so much to talk about.
Should I do my intro before we get?
Oh, crap. Go ahead.
Hello. Welcome to TMSM Weekly Live, show number 129 for September 19th, 2022. I'm Scott.
I'm Michelle.
Good. Now go ahead with your little spiel.
Okay, my spiel. Okay.
Spiel.
So, so as you know, if you follow anything that I do, Hocus Pocus is turning 30 next year. 30, which makes me feel super old.
And still won't move out of the house.
I saw it in the theater. So being that 2023 is the 30th anniversary for Hocus Pocus, we decided we're going to kick off the year right. And we have some more exciting guests for the House of Mouse Expo. And we'll be talking about the VIP party. So hit it, Scott.
Oh, hold on. I got to get ready. Ready. And
you?
Max, I just moved here.
From where?
Los Angeles. LA.
Oh, dude.
Tubular.
I'm Jay. This is Ernie.
How many times I gotta tell you? My name ain't Ernie no more. It's Ice.
This is Ice.
Sisters, prepare thyselves. 'Tis her life force. The motion works. Take my hands.
We will share her.
Oh, Winnie, how generous of thee.
Don't breathe on me.
Are you excited?
Wow. That is a lot of Hocus Pocus people. A lot of them.
A lot of them. Okay, so not only is it the 30th anniversary of Hocus Pocus, according to our friend Jason Marsden, who assisted with this reunion, this is the biggest Hocus Pocus cast reunion that has ever been done at a fan expo or convention.
At anywhere. Actually, Freeform did one a few years ago for the 25th, and we're topping them. We have more cast members than they had for ABC and Disney.
Yes.
So that's pretty cool.
Yes, yes. So the House of Moss Expo will be putting on the biggest Hocus Pocus reunion ever so far.
And don't forget, we still have, there's 8 Hocus Pocus, but there's also 8 other guests we've already announced.
Yes.
4 more guests we still have to announce.
Yes. And then we're done.
And we are done. Unless Robert Downey Jr. or Chris Evans call me, then we're done.
Yeah, I mean, there are exceptions to the rule, but this is what is happening right now.
And I still have a call on the Johnny Depp's people if they ever
do. Yeah, well, okay, so we are really excited, being that there's so much hype for Hocus Pocus because of the new movie, the nostalgia from the first movie, you know, the anniversary, the 30th anniversary, like, we struck while the iron was hot as far as getting this reunion together for fans. I am obviously super excited. We will be having one big Hocus Pocus reunion panel hosted by me, and we are going to make it a little bit longer of a panel because the one last year with just the 4 guys, people were wanting more and we ran out of time.
Right.
So we're going to block off some more time so that we can get more questions asked and an audience questions as well. So, I'm sure you can guess what the VIP experience party is going to be themed after. Any guesses?
Mickey Mouse Clubhouse.
No. Any other guess?
Teletubbies.
The VIP experience party will be Hocus Pocus themed.
That's right. So if you remember from the first movie, one of the scenes is the witches taking the stage and singing. Well, we're going to try to theme it. You don't have to dress in a costume, but if you would like to, we're going to try to do kind of like the Halloween Christmas or Halloween costume party they did in the movie on Saturday night. If you want to dress, you don't have to. It's not required, but we just thought it'd be fun to do something like that.
Or if you want to wear a Hocus Pocus shirt, or if you want to wear any Disney shirt you want, because our expo technically is not a Hocus Pocus expo. It is a Disney fan expo.
Right.
So, so the VIP party will be Saturday night once the show floor and the celebrity area closes. Like last year, celebrities actually came to the VIP party. So if you would like to keep that in mind, that is an extra bonus too.
Yeah, and I do remember Doug Jones on the floor doing the hustle.
He was.
With everybody
and
else.
Jason Marsden.
And Jason was out there as well. So we get Larry and Tobias out there for sure. I'm sure Amanda will come out. Vanessa, Omri, Don. It's really, we're in awe that all these people actually wanted to come to the show. A lot of you probably don't know, Doug is the reason part 2 is happening with our show. Doug was the one that really pushed us to do House of Mouse Expo 2 2023. So it was a lot of Doug's input that got us to push and do this. So we were so excited when Doug made sure that his schedule was open to where he could attend to be there as well. So that's why Doug is, all our guests are exceptional. We're excited about every single one, but to have Doug back is just awesome.
And you know, the other guys are excited as well. You know, Jason Marsden was like, you know, he told us months ago, if we're going to do this, let's do it big. Let's get this person and that person. And Jason helped us get Vanessa and Omri. So
yeah, it was funny because when the agent got back to me and we got Omri and Vanessa, and it was all good. I messaged Jason before. I think I even told Michelle. I think I messaged Jason personally. We got Omri and Vanessa. He goes, you're welcome. That's all, yeah. That's all he said to me. So it was kind of cool that he's been helping us with this. And he might be working on something else if it comes through, but we're not going to guarantee anything. But he is working on something else as well. Jason is. Two things.
So, so we want to thank the cast of Hocus Pocus for pushing us to do this, to put this together for the fans. If it wasn't for these guys, I don't know if we would have or taken that chance of doing something so big on such a big scale. So we are so grateful to these guys from Hocus Pocus. We love them. They are friends of ours. And we're just really blessed. And we hope that you're excited to come and party with us and see the cult cast of Hocus Pocus.
Can we tell them about your guest that's going to be in the crowd to help you with the panel?
Okay.
Or no?
I mean, you could.
Go ahead.
All right. So I was going to save that for another different
Well, then we won't say it right now.
I'm going to have a witchy assistant. Let's just say that. And a lot of you know who that witch is. So,
Which witch it is.
But
as I said, it is not Bette, Sarah, or Kat. Unfortunately.
anyway, so the VIP party is only for guests who buy the VIP experience. This is included in the VIP pass for the weekend of the VIP experience. There's two different ones.
Yeah.
So if you go to houseofmouseexpo.com, you can, if you don't want to do the VIP party, you don't have to. Mm-hmm. There's other kinds of tickets available. But please get your tickets because there are introductory rates are happening right now. And I just want to make sure you guys get the best deal.
And the party is limited in numbers. So if you do want to attend the party or think you might want to do, you might want to get your tickets soon because we do have a cap as far as space for the amount
of people. We do. Plus, if the celebrities are there, we can't have a huge amount of people at the party because, you know, they're really great guys and everything.
They all are.
But, you know, like when you have a lot of, I want them to be able to have a good time as well. And they did last time, I mean, with the dancing and stuff. So.
And I've been told by Lee, our pirate, Pinto,
The
pirates plan to have be part of this party too and get down with everybody else.
Yeah, so the pirates are going to join and hit the dance floor with us too. So, houseofmouseexpo.com, please check it out. And if you are not going to be in the area or you cannot make it, please share the information with your Disney loving friends because this is too important of a event that we're putting on, and so your help is very, very appreciated.
And if you're a vendor, we do still have vendor space available, so if you're interested in vending, there is an application on the website you can find. Fill that out, send that over to me, and we'll get you taken care of if you want to be a part of that.
Yeah, small businesses, doesn't really matter what you sell as long as it's family friendly. And we don't really have a lot of the commercial tables.
Yeah, we don't have a lot of the tables like you would see, like there's no Scentsy booth. There's nothing like that. There's none of those other Pampered Chef.
So if you have it and you want to apply before. But we're not going to fill up the vendor floor with a bunch of repeats.
Nope.
Because we want the vendors to do well, and I don't want there to be like 17 of the same food.
Exactly. So that's why we limit the type of products. So like Funko, there'll be one Funko booth for the entire thing. There'll be one, if a Scentsy person applies, one Scentsy booth for the entire floor. So we don't want multiple people with the same products to compete against one another on the floor. I don't think that's good for the vendors.
Yeah, we want it to be a great weekend for everybody. That's the plan. HouseOfMouseExpo.com and House of Mouse Expo on Facebook and Instagram. Follow.
That's it. Follow. And Stephanie, in regards to your question, vendors buy party tickets. Let me look into that and we'll figure it out. I'm sure there's a way we can make that happen.
Yeah, because I don't know the answer to that either.
Was that it for House of Mouse right now?
I think that's it for House of Mouse right now.
We'll probably recap.
Talk about it again. So do you guys want to talk about the D23 Expo and Disneyland?
Mm-hmm. I like Disneyland better.
Oh, you know, than the Expo?
The Expo.
All right, well.
We can do D23 first.
Excellent. All right. So, as you know, we have been out of town. We just got back in town early last Wednesday because we were invited to cover the D23 Expo in Anaheim, which was the weekend before last. And while we were at the Expo, we, of course, had to check out the parks out in Disneyland since they're right down the street from each other.
I feel bad not if we did.
Well, you know, we couldn't be there and not go to Disneyland, even though our time was pretty rushed because the Expo took up a ton of time. So, are we
okay? Yeah, I was looking for something like if I did.
Okay, all right. So I wrote down a few things. So I know I put out a ton of information for the Expo when we were covering. Now Facebook and Instagram decided to put, you know, crap on people's reach. So I don't know how much of what I did you guys saw. So I thought I would do a recap of the important
things. The highlights.
So the Parks panel was the biggest one that we were looking forward to, because that every year that is where all the big announcements are made for the parks. It was in 19 because of COVID, but last time there was big announcements for Walt Disney World.
Huge.
Now a lot of them did not come to be
because of COVID.
And it was very strange that they weren't even mentioned, really.
Yeah, they kind of overlooked them, so to speak. They gave us different announcements, but it's like the ones that we were kind of hoping to hear more about. For instance, the Mary Poppins attraction coming to Epcot in the UK pavilion. They didn't even mention it.
No
words were said about it, which is kind of, they did talk about the Moana one.
The water thingy do that's coming in. We did. I don't know if you saw. I posted. I did get to see the statue of Walt that is going in at Epcot. I think it's called Walt the Dreamer.
I think that's what it was called.
And it's Walt, on his elbows type of thing. It's very cool. I'm really excited that I got to see it before it actually goes into the park, because it's not, the area is not done.
No, it's not ready yet.
So that was really cool. We got to see the actual concept art for Tiana's Bayou Adventure.
And actually, Anika wrote
Anika Noni Rose.
She came out and she sang as Tiana with the whole dancers and everything. They really did it well when they talked about that. So it was kind of cool to upbeat to see that happen.
And I know a lot of people are still like on the fence about Splash Mountain being changed. But I will say, after seeing the model at one of the media event at D23 Expo, it's going to be beautiful on the outside. It's going to be a lot more in depth than how Splash Mountain is now. I mean, a lot on the outside. It's going to be beautiful.
Are they going to bring beignets?
Oh, God. You know.
That's all I really care. If they put a little stand outside there, you know how they have popcorn stands and everything else? Put a little beignet stand right there. You will sell out every day.
It's true. We'll go back to beignets in a minute.
Okay.
Because that's part of our Disneyland tech. Okay, anyway, so out of all the parks, Walt Disney World got the least amount of,
got the new announcement. So we expected that just because they did so heavy in the 19 one, getting Disney World ready for the 50th, that we had a feeling that the other parks were going to step in now, international and Disney.
Yeah, so, but we will talk about what they said. Autumn's messaging me. She must have forgot that I'm live. Anyway.
Grab your attention like that.
Grab my attention like that. I don't know. Usually when she's off on a tangent, something's wrong. So, That's the show. So anyhow, so they announced a revamp at Animal Kingdom in Dinoland USA, which was totally needed.
Yeah.
Totally needed.
And the attraction's already gone.
The Primeval World.
Yeah, that's already been torn down and it's gone. It's just a big piece of empty land right now.
So it's kind of like, right now it's kind of a waste of space. Like, there's nothing really back there. I mean, they have the Triceratops thing and then they have a couple of games, but the games haven't been open.
No,
there's a really cute gift shop back there, but that's it.
The Triceratops spin is just Dumbo.
It's just Dumbo. Or Aladdin.
Or Aladdin.
Same thing. So that was one that people were excited about. And I want to say... Stop for a minute. All right, so you guys have probably heard in the past week or so, blue sky concepts or blue sky ideas, all right? So what that means, which I did not know, I'm going to be honest. The parks panel for Walt Disney World was super confusing because people were getting all excited like, oh, wow, it's going to be this. Oh, wow, it's going to be that. Or maybe it's going to be that.
Well, yeah, what they did was when they came out there and they came out with the Imagineers and Josh, and they said right up in front, we have tens of thousands of ideas of stuff we want to do in Walt Disney World. But here we're narrowing it down to give you guys the small handful of the ones we're actually considering.
Yeah.
And then we're going to go from there.
Okay, let's, before we get to the big maybes.
Yeah.
So when they were talking about Dinoland USA, I got confused. Because they said it could be turn it into a Zootopia area, but then they said something about Moana.
Right.
So is it going to be Zootopia or is it going to be Moana? I don't know.
Coco.
I mean, whatever. It could be anything. So I'm not sure they did say Zootopia. I do remember that, but I don't know if that's a maybe or when they're even going to start working on that. But,
yeah. Do you know? No, they never really said it. I think it's more of a in progress, which is kind of odd because it's rare to see Disney not have something in an area where a ride previously existed and not have a plan.
Yeah.
So they tore the ride out there, but they haven't announced a plan. Now, it could be they're saving all these announcements for later on the road, because if they announce everything at D23 Expo, then there's nothing to announce for the next D23 Expo. So they have to have these little announcements throughout the year to make us go, ooh, wow, I can't wait for that to open.
Yeah.
But the other thing to remember, and this is a side note, Disney's kind of on their heels right now because Epic Universe is being built by Universal down the road, and it's really starting to take shape, and it's going to have
getting a lot of hype.
It's getting a lot of hype, and a lot of stuff there is going to blow everybody out of the water. So Disney's got to keep up with that. So they might be waiting to see what happens with Epic Universe before they start making some of these big decisions for Walt Disney World, because they have to compete. I mean there is competition, and competition is good for the fans.
I guess so.
So,
but that is one thing that they said that, they're going to do something in Dino Land, but I'm not a little shaky as to what. So speaking of shaky, let's do a definite. A definite that I was excited about was that the Hatbox Ghost is finally coming to Walt Disney World in 2023. Now, we've been hearing this for years that he was supposed to come. He was supposed to come for the 50th, but it was all just like ramblings behind the scenes.
Mm-hmm.
And then they announced that he is coming. Now, if you have been to both parks, or even if you haven't, so at Disneyland and you're in the Haunted Mansion, like you go through the bride is over here, and you go out of the attic, and there's a spot, looks like on a
it's like a roof.
And Hatbox is over there at Disneyland. So, and every time we ride the one in Disney World, I always say, look, there's a platform right for him here, too. And lo and behold, we're finally getting him.
Yeah, we actually, if you remember years ago, Jason Sorrell was actually on the show with Michelle.
Yes.
And after we were kind of talking, and he told us then that there was, that they were actually working to bring the Hatbox Ghost in by the 50th. Now, of course, that everything got stopped because of COVID, and that's probably why it didn't happen by the 50th. But Josh did confirm it is coming.
He is coming. That was a for sure.
Yeah.
So we did get a for sure.
The other for sure is my favorite for sure.
What was your for sure?
Well, it was the first one he gave us, pretty much.
Oh, Happily Ever After, right? Mm-hmm. Did I write that down?
Yeah, Happily Ever After is returning, which we always speculated it was, simply because Enchantment, or when Happily Ever After ended, there was no merchandise saying goodbye. When Wishes went away, there were shirts, because I have the shirt that says Farewell to Wishes.
He was convinced no merchandise means it's not a definite.
Not for a show that everybody loved so much. I mean, that was the whole thing. And then we saw the poster for Happily Ever After at Epcot one time. Still for sale. So it made me start thinking, okay, we're getting this back. This was only for the 50th, this show. And then once the show's over, I know they're going to do updates. They're going to change some things about it. But the basics of the show, I think, will still be there.
And you know what's funny is that we all talk amongst ourselves, you know, all the time. And even in the parks panel was filled with like 7,000 people. Mm-hmm. When they mentioned Enchantment, you heard a very... Like, so obviously the majority does not like the show. I don't like it.
We got the similar clip when they mentioned Harmonious Loop being replaced also.
Yeah. So I think that, you know, you can kind of gauge what works for people and what doesn't, and what people are excited about, what they're not, what they like. So obviously the pushback for Happily Ever After Return was huge. I know for a while there on like your visit surveys, it asked you, one of the questions is, do you prefer Happily Ever After to Enchantment? So I do think that they got a lot of feedback on that.
Shane, bro, Scott was the first to say that back then about it coming back. Because that's from the start, that's what I kept saying. I kept saying that if this was such a good show and it's going away and the fans truly love it, then why aren't they giving it a proper farewell? Why is it not being said goodbye? Why is everything tied to the 50 and then it started talking out loud and thinking about it, and it just didn't make sense to me that this show was replacing a show that everybody loved, and this is a show that doesn't grab you by the heartstrings. It doesn't.
If I don't cry, there's something wrong, because yeah, I cry at everything.
She cries at everything. If I drop a plate, she cries.
I cry at everything. I'm the biggest sap ever, and I did not cry at Enchantment, not once. So it's like, darn it. Happily Ever After got me every time. So I'm looking forward to seeing what they do with that, because the music is coming back. They said they may be tweaking it. But at least we're getting something of Happily Ever After back next year. Now, as Scott mentioned, Harmonious is going away, which, let's just be honest, I'm shocked because they put so much hype on Harmonious. They made a big deal about the barges. They made a big deal about, you know, it got pushed off because of COVID. Right. So they had that Epcot Forever show for a little while.
Which was the worst name to have on a temporary show. But anyway.
So they remember we called it Epcot for now. So to hear that they're booting Harmonious. So obviously maybe the guest feedback wasn't good for that either.
I think the problem with Harmonious and Enchantment is it went too IP heavy. And what I mean, Happily Ever After is very IP heavy, but it all flows together.
And it has some of the old, it's got some of the classic Disney that people are still wanting. Yes, the newer movies are fine and good, but people like classic Disney. And I feel like Disney now is pushing all the new stuff.
Yeah.
But what about us, you know, that are the lifelong Disney people that still like the old story, still like what Walt put out, you know?
And a lot of people have a problem with Epcot is Illuminations had so much meaning behind it.
It did.
It had not one thing to do with the Disney movie, show, song, anything. It was about the nations and the world coming together. And it had so much, and it touched everybody in that way, no matter what your culture background was, it touched you. And then when it was pulled away, and then we found out, oh, if it's not gonna be shown unless it has IP in it, and it's like, but you're taking away something that's
you're saturating it with your stuff. It's like being, I'm sorry, I'm tired and grabby. It's like being crammed down people's throats. And I think that they are missing a whole group of people that, you know, a lot of your core audience loves the history. They still love the you know, like the classics, like, you know, Snow White and Cinderella and, you know, like all these things that Walt's vision. And yeah, you have to go into newer movies. And I like them too. I mean, hello, Tangled, even though that was 12 years ago. You know, I really think that they need to keep some of the heart of the company in these shows, or come up with something that's not IP based, like you said, like Illumination.
Well, and that's the first time we saw Harmonious. I watched it and I go, why does this remind me so much of Happily Ever After in parts?
Because it was very similar.
And the same with Enchantment. A lot of those parts also remind me of Happily Ever After. And it's okay, Happily Ever After makes sense. It's Magic Kingdom. You want to talk about the Fantasyland characters and the different characters from the different lands, and I get it there. But at Epcot, no, it didn't belong. I still don't think characters belong in the world. I think if they're going to be anywhere, put them in Future World, but the countries need to be what they are. And it's, I know they're trying to do it because it wasn't fun for kids at Epcot in the back part for years because there was nothing fun for them there. But personally, I kind of liked that because it created another park. I mean, we lost Pleasure Island, which was the adult place. Then we lose Epcot, which was also in the world. I mean, some kids did enjoy it. I'm not going to say they didn't, but it was more for the adults and the history and learning about the cultures of the different countries and such.
It's kind of a learning experience. And plus, it was kind of cool to be able to go to the different countries.
Look who's on. Hocus Pocus bus driver is watching.
Hey, Don.
Hi, Don. How you doing?
We're so excited to have you.
Yeah, can't wait.
Yay.
Mortal Busboy is on watching, woo! So he will be at the Hustle Boss Expo in January. We can't wait to have him.
Awesome. Hi, Don. you know, you could go to the countries and try, you know, and see merchandise from these countries and see food from, you know, food and drinks and different, and you're learning a little bit as you go.
Right.
And trying new things.
You are. And all the countries used to have the people from the countries, and I know they're getting back to that with COVID, the travel restrictions and such were causing issues with that, but they are eventually going to get back to that. And it's just, I don't know, I always thought Epcot was great because of the feel of it and the learning and the cultures and all that stuff. And it was a great place to teach. So I always say go back to some of that, but I know we'll never get fully back to that. But
no, but you know, here's an interesting thought though. So I have my teenager who likes all the new movies said that he did not enjoy Harmonious because it didn't have meaning like Illuminations. And now that's from a kid, and he gets it.
A kid who loves theater and acting and performing and doing all this stuff, and he even watched it, and he goes, no.
He's like, no. He's like, but Illuminations, like, got you right here. And even, you know, Tapestry of Dreams, Tapestry Nations, the old parade, it wasn't a bunch of characters. It was the big puppets and the drums and that music, because they still played that music at the end of Illuminations, and it would make my nose burn, because that's like the first parade I ever took Andrew to when he was a baby. And he don't remember it, but I do. And it's like, you know, things that have meaning. Do you guys understand what I'm saying? There's meaning, not just, oh, hey, look at this new movie.
Hey, it's Moana, or hey, it's
enough.
Just, it had something more to it. So, but I get it. That's how they make their money, and they got to push the IP. I just wish maybe they'd back up a little bit on the IP.
Or if you want to really use all the newer movies, can you throw some more Rapunzel in there already? My God, she gets overlooked all the freaking time.
She's not classic because she's not new. She's kind of in the middle. So
I don't care. It's one of the most underrated Disney movies ever. So, all right. I'll get off my soapbox.
Those opinions are that of Michelle Atwood and not that of Main Street.
They're fact. All right. Also, the last thing I wanted to talk about as far as announcements. Okay, the whole Blues Guy thing. So it was another maybe announcement.
Well, maybe in the fact of we don't know what it's going to be, but we know something is coming.
So they're talking about expanding the area behind Big Thunder Mountain. Mm-hmm. And it's just still in the talking stages. So it's not something that, you know, that they are, like, it's set in stone. They don't have the bulldozers out yet or anything like that.
They said it's a couple years away from being able to go forward, but there is something they're just trying to figure out what is going to be.
Right.
So another land.
So they threw out three blue sky ideas. Now, mind you, none of these are maybes.
The third one, everyone nuts.
Okay, yeah. So going by what the crowd interaction was, they talked about a Coco area back there. They talked about a Encanto area back there. And they talked about a Villains Park back there. Now, which one do you think got the most cheers?
The place erupted when they said Villains. And the Imagineer who was showing things, and he actually showed Josh the rough drafts of their concept art, he was even excited. He wanted Villains area. And I think that's something that Disney fans have wanted for many, many, many
people
years.
People went nuts. They went nuts with the idea and concept of Villains.
Yeah.
So hopefully, because of that, maybe that's one of the ones that they'll take a closer look at.
Or build another park that's all Villains. And put Maleficent's castle in the middle, and make it villainous. And they have the room. They keep bragging, oh, we have all this room to build new parks, but we don't get a new park. So build a new park and do it with that.
But I mean, see, the thing is with Magic Kingdom is it already has its themed lands. I don't know. I mean, I think they could throw a Villains section back there.
They could, and beyond Big Thunder Mountain, kind of. You go through the Old West, and then it would be there. But, I mean, they took out Toontown. We lost Mickey and Minnie's Toontown years ago. So we've had land disappear. So what's harm in giving us another land to replace that one? I mean, they have, I counted, there's 9 lands in Disneyland.
You counted?
Yeah, well, there's on the map. But, yeah, so it's like, why can't we have another land here?
I don't know. I think that just based, and the crowd is so funny because the crowd reactions to all of these things over the weekend, like what got cheers, what did not, what fell flat. And a lot of the things, it's just weird. Like a lot of the things that I wasn't surprised about. I mean, you know, I always think like, this is how I feel, but does anybody nobody else feels that way. Maybe I'm just grabby and I don't like this or that. But you know, when you have a whole room of like 7,000 people that are agreeing with you, it's like, okay. So, you know, we'll see. I mean, I think I love Villains. I know a lot of people love Villains. I mean, look how well Halloween does with the villains and stuff. People line up to see those parades. So I think that I'm hoping that that's what they lean with. But they did not say that. They said Blue Sky. So but the thing is, I think people were misunderstanding. They thought all of this was going behind.
Well, no, you can't fit three.
You can't
fit Encanto, Coco, and a villain. At first, it doesn't go together. But you couldn't put all three of those back there together.
Yeah. People just walked out of there super confused. And I was a little bit confused myself because I'm like, okay, so what? Dumb it down for me. Don't tell me what maybe. Tell me what is coming. you know.
Happily Ever After, Half Ice Coast. That was it.
I mean, I'm like, dumb it way down.
You know what?
Like,
one thing I just noticed, Stephanie mentioned it, they didn't mention any new hotels coming to Walt Disney World, which I'm happy about, because we have too many flipping hotels and not enough entertainment.
I think that's true.
So that was nice that they didn't mention, because they did talk about the new ship.
Yep.
The next ship coming, the Disney Treasure.
The Disney Treasure.
So that is coming. And it will be Aladdin, Jasmine, and the Magic Carpet. Will be
yes, will be the moniker, the statue when you go into the atrium is going to be Aladdin characters.
So they mentioned that. They talk about some things coming to Disneyland. They're getting a new nighttime show. World of Color is getting an update.
Downtown Disney is getting an overhaul, which it needs.
More shops, more restaurants, which is good. It needs it.
It needs it.
But they didn't mention any new hotels coming to there. They're finishing up the one that they've been working on. Wasn't that a remodel that they were doing? So that's almost done.
Yeah. Paradise Pier is going to be something with Pixar.
Yeah, they changed it up. So it makes sense, because Paradise Pier, where it sits, is in California Adventure, basically, which is where Paradise Pier, or Pixar Pier currently is. So it kind of flows good into that.
Yeah.
And then the international parks got a lot, actually. They
one of them's getting a whole Tangled section, and I'm really irritated with that. No, it was Tokyo, I thought.
Oh, they said Disney in Paris, because they said we would actually go there.
I thought it was one of the ones.
I don't know what to double check.
Let's look it up. Yeah. But anyway, it's not here. And I was like, ugh. So, and as far as the expo itself, before we get into Disneyland, it was very different this year. They, you know how everything is like, you know, plan ahead with the parks, you know, especially Walt Disney World, you know, with Genie Plus and the reservation system and the queues and blah, blah, blah. So this year, D23 Expo was kind of on that same thing. Like, for example, like everything was in a queue. Like, you know, to go to the shops, you had to get in a queue.
Which was odd that they used the Disneyland app to put you in a reservation for that queue.
Yeah.
So they didn't even build, so you would go into the D23 Expo app, get a reservation, it would open up the Disneyland app, and that's where your virtual queue would be sitting there waiting to tell you when you go into the store.
Yeah.
And then you get a line to go into the store.
And what really stinks about that is me being a lover of merchandise and shopping. It's like my favorite pastime. So you get up in the morning, you get up at 6 a.m. to try to get in a queue to for a store. 6:01 a.m., oh, there's no availability for that store. So, like, there was, I don't know how people were getting into the stores, but, of course, people were buying, they had some sort of special dolls or something. People were buying them by the boxes.
The lightsaber, there was a special lightsaber. There was a store on the third floor that was, like, limited edition stuff. There was a store on the second floor, which was all the D23 merchandise.
Mm-hmm.
Then there was the Marketplace store, which is the biggest store, which we didn't really get to get into at all. We got pictures of it, but we didn't get to get in there and shop. That was on the main floor. And then Mickey's at Glendale was also on the main floor, which I was really kind of sad, because there wasn't a lot in Mickey's at Glendale. And what they did have, they were already out of the bigger sizes. It was all like
they were still picked over.
So it was kind of, they really picked over quickly. Randy just looked it up, Tangled Rapunzel, Paris.
Oh, thank you. I'm glad you're right, because I would fly to Paris.
I'm booking it. Becky, if I know you're on a ship, but when you hear this, just book it.
give me sleeping meds and drag me to Paris.
So my highlight of the expo was, as media, we got our media passes and everything was good. And then they're like, okay, here, apply for your panels that you want to make sure you're there for. And we both applied for the parks and we applied for all these other panels. And the one I applied for, of course, was Marvel, Lucasfilms, and 20th Century Fox, the movie slate panel, where they announced everything that's coming over the next couple of years. I didn't get it. Actually, nobody I know got it on the media list. We were all waiting. So we had to get up bright and early and go stay outside, wait to get in the media standby. Hopefully we got in. So I was sitting out there with some friends early in the morning, that day of the panel, and I did. I got into that panel, and it was absolutely amazing. The panel started out with Lucasfilms, and they were talking about everything that's coming to Lucasfilms in the Star Wars realm. We saw Andor, we saw the cast, we saw all these different shows. Then they brought out the cast of Willow came out. They were there. Then we're sitting there, and then all of a sudden said, one more announcement, and Indiana Jones moniker went across the screen, and the place erupted. And they brought out a couple of the cast members from Indiana Jones talking about it. Then they showed us the trailer for Indiana Jones, which looks fantastic, and then all of a sudden Harrison Ford walked out. And the place erupted, standing ovation, which I've been to, this is my third D23. I've been in that room many times. I've never seen a standing ovation by everybody in the room. Harrison Ford came out. Of course, he started bawling. He started crying his eyes out. And he just kept, thank you for what you've given me. And it was such a touching moment. I think everybody in there didn't have a dry eye when that happened. It was just absolutely amazing. And then that's how Lucasfilm ended. And then we went into Marvel and Kevin came out and holy cow, it was announcement after announcement. And then the cast of all these things kept coming out. The only announcement we didn't get that we had hoped for was Fantastic Four. And Kevin said to us, he says, you won't find that out until the next D23. So we won't have any Fantastic Four news until then. But it was just phenomenal to see it all that. I kept sending Michelle pictures because when they brought the Willow cast, Christian Slater is part of the cast, and they brought him on stage. And I took a picture. I sent it to her. She was outside the room. She wasn't in there. And she was, oh, I love Christian Slater. And I knew that. That's why I sent her the picture. And then a little while later, we're sitting there during the Marvel side, and it was the Ant-Man Wasp panel or part of the show. And Paul Rudd, Evangeline Lilly, Paul Rudd. And they come out. So I sent her a picture of Paul Rudd because I know she loves Paul Rudd. I sent her a picture. I go, Paul Rudd. She goes, oh, I should have gone. Well, then they announced season two of Loki. And at first, Kevin goes, the cast is currently filming. They're in London, blah, blah, blah. He goes, so that's why they jumped on a plane and they're here. And the cast came out and Tom Hiddleston was right there. So I sent her a picture like that. And I think she started crying because she didn't get up to go sit with me in line for the panel. To see all
so
these people.
So close, but so far. I just was like, damn it. Darn it. You know, because like he is, I love Tom Hiddleston. I love Paul Rudd too, but I love Tom Hiddleston. And he was right there and he sent me pictures and I was like, ugh. Yeah.
So then that happened. So then when Marvel finished up what they were talking about for the day, then it went to 20th Century Fox. So everybody's like, well, what's it going to be? Are you going to talk about the X-Men? Or, I mean, what's it going to be? Well, it ended up being they linked in with James Cameron, who was in New Zealand. And they're filming Avatar 2, 3, and they're working on 4 also at the same time. But he talked about the movie, talked about what's coming, talked about possibly enhancements coming to Animal Kingdom. But what was cool is they took the room because they wanted to show us some footage from the new Avatar movie coming. Now, I'm not a huge fan of Avatar whatsoever. But they pulled these curtains out and they showed us the screens. They gave everybody 3D glasses and we got to see some parts of the film. And the 3D quality, absolutely unbelievable for just screens they put up to show video on and gave us 3D glasses. So if you're an Avatar fan, you're going to be very excited about what's coming for that. It was all great. The whole panel was just phenomenal. It was, what, 3.5 hours?
It was forever.
It was crazy how long it was. But that was definitely my highlight for the expo, just to be in there and see Kevin Feige and everybody else, the Dave Filoni and Jon Favreau and just all these people.
Everybody
in the Marvel, the Lucasfilm world. Everybody. That I, those are the areas that I love. It was just so cool to be in that room to see this come to life. So I was very excited I got to be a part of it.
And even though I was bitter and jealous, I was really happy for him because I know how much that these movies and shows and characters mean to him. So I was super happy, super jealous, but super happy.
Well, it's not, I mean, me and Tom went out to lunch afterwards.
Oh,
me, Paul Rudd, Christian Slater, and Tom went out.
Okay, so Paul Rudd and Christian Slater, I'm a 90s kid, so like Clueless was Heathers. Like, and Heathers, I mean, well, Heathers was before
Pump
that.
Up the volume.
But I loved Christian Slater when I was a kid, and Paul Rudd, I got our first taste of Paul Rudd in Clueless, which I've seen that movie a million times, and Paul Rudd still looks the same today as he did in Clueless.
He's actually getting younger.
Yeah. I want to know the secret, because Paul Rudd is ageless, but I find him to be very funny. I think Paul Rudd, his witty humor, and you know that quick wit, I think he's hysterical.
It was funny because they brought him on stage and Feige asked him something about being people's sexiest man alive. And so it was a big joke and everything. He goes, no, this crowd is the sexiest people alive. He started looking around and goes, sit for that section. They're not that sexy. I mean, it's just funny that he was on point the whole time he was in there. So it was awesome.
Yeah.
Very cool.
So I did get to see, I was in for the Legends, the Disney Legends panel, which the Legends was more exciting last time because we had Robert Downey Jr. and
John Favreau.
Yeah.
That Midler's daughter was there.
But it was still nice. They have people from Grey's Anatomy and Frozen, which was kind of cool. Josh Gad gave a really great speech. And yes, Chapek did get booed. That's all I'm going to say about that. because there was a rumor, and I was there.
It happened.
Not the right time for that, but it did happen.
So, but the thing is, you still spent money to go to the expo. You still spent money on the parks and stuff like that. So why would you go in there and boo him at that point?
If you really spend money to go boo him.
Yeah, if you really want to make a point, stop spending your money on the company. That's the only way they're going to change. Because as long as they set record profits, like they just announced in the parks, for less attendance but record profits, they're going to keep him in charge. And if you don't like the way the company's being run, you have to stop with the money. I know it's painful to say, oh, I don't want to support it. I stopped supporting Star Wars for many years. I didn't like what they did with the films and stuff like that. And they brought it, because of Dave Filoni, because of Jon Favreau, they brought the franchise back to what I believe it should be.
Mm-hmm.
But you can ask Michelle, I stopped paying for movies, I stopped paying for merchandise, I stopped buying
anything. He got bitter. Because
I was so angry with what they did to a franchise I loved. And that's the only way that Chapek's going to be taken out. You can still love Disney, but it's just, if you're supporting him fully, 100% paying all this stuff and all that, then they're not going to change
and all anything. His ideas.
Yeah,
I just think that it was just really a bad time for that. And I know people were real proud of themselves that they did that. It just made it awkward for the whole room, basically. So anyway, okay, let's talk about something more exciting, like Disneyland.
Yeah.
And the Oogie Boogie Bash, because that was something that we had never done.
And that was a long day, because that was the day I had to get up early to be in the Marvel panel.
It was the longest day.
So I was up at 6. I should have been up even sooner than that, but I was up at 6, and I was over at the convention center by 7, because I walked over there. But then we had the convention all day, and then Oogie Boogie Bash, you could get in starting at 3, but we didn't get there till what, 4:30, 5 o'clock?
It was closer to 6.
Six. And then that went to 11. So it was really a long day after we'd already been exhausted from the previous 3 days. We were already there.
I have never been so tired in my life, seriously.
But I can say the Oogie Boogie Bash, I actually loved the party more than Mickey's Not So Scary.
I don't know if I'd love it more. I like them for different reasons. And I totally plan on writing up the differences between the two. But since we're here and we have like 15 minutes left, I think that part of the main difference is, well, let's just break it down. Okay, so like Oogie Boogie Bash, instead of like a Not So Scary, you stand in line forever and they give you 3 pieces of candy and that's it. Okay, so you go to the Oogie Boogie Bash, they have treat trails.
There's
trails.
11 trails, I think it was. 9 of them had characters in them.
Yeah, not only do these trails have unique characters in them to entertain you, they have these big cauldrons of candy where they and they put it in the bag. And there's more than one candy spot during the trail.
Average of 6 per trail.
It's crazy.
So you can actually fill your bag, walk through one trail. But the part I enjoyed was the character that was at each one of them. And it was usually a face character. It wasn't.
And it was a character that you normally don't see.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, for example, like one of the tree trails had Mother Gothel. Mm-hmm. Now, we never see Mother Gothel. And she was pretty spot on.
She was pretty good. Madame Mim from Sword in the Stone was there. Maleficent we saw, which she was really good.
And now these are all why you're going to get your treats.
They had Ernesto.
Oh, you guys. I could have stood and watched him for a long time, but they want you to keep moving. And so I put a video up and I'm doing this. So Ernesto de la Cruz, I thought it was an animatronic. It was not. It was a guy in like prosthetics or whatever singing.
Yeah, and I don't know if he was singing or if he was lip syncing, but it looked like he was singing.
It
was amazing.
It was amazing. It was almost like he jumped out of the screen and there he was. And I wish we had these characters like that at Disney World because they are so good.
They are good. And then in the Avengers Campus, we had Agatha. She was sitting in the back and Dr.
Agatha Harkness.
And what was cool about her though is she was, if somebody came up dressed as Wanda, she was kind of going back and forth with them.
Yeah.
If they were dressed as Wanda, blaming her for all the problems that happened rather than taking them herself. They also had Zombie Cap walking
around.
That
was creepy.
From What If. If you remember What If or the zombie Marvel Zombies comics, Cap, he was walking the top the Avengers headquarters over there, but then he was also there for photos and stuff like that he could do. So
like it was Zombie Captain America. Now, not only was it Zombie Captain America, they were playing like music with like these gross noises. Like if you ever watch The Walking Dead, you know how like the zombies make the noises? Like they were having him do that. Like he, it was gross. So it kind of really went with the theme of Halloween. I just thought it was really cool to see these different characters.
And the reason I like this party better than, I feel when we go to Mickey's Not So Scary, you're always rushing. Stage show here, yeah. Parade here, fireworks here, another stage show because we didn't get to see the first one because our where we stood, we couldn't see that well, so we want to see it again. Parade again.
Yeah.
It's just, I feel like we're always running to go do something and we don't really enjoy.
You can't always fit it in because you have to be here, here, here. And then, so like Oogie Boogie Bash does not have that. They basically have Tree Trails characters and they have a parade.
And it's a good parade. I actually like their parade. I thought it was really good.
I thought the parade was really good too. Their Haunted Mansion section, the float, I think is better than ours because they're actually like on the outside of the house and it has windows and you can see like ghosts in the windows. And as it passes, the bride is on the back and then the grave diggers are right there. And they still have the ballroom dancers, but their float is different.
And then they have the hitchhiking ghosts at the front of it, and you can actually see them, where on ours are kind of up and you can't really see them that well. And then what I liked about the grave diggers is it wasn't the butlers. It was actually caretakers, just like the caretaker does in the ride. And they're the ones scraping their shovels against the cement to get the sparks and stuff. So I really enjoyed that part. The Jack float was really good.
Yeah, they had the Nightmare Before Christmas float. They had the mayor in
driving his car.
They had Dr. Facilier.
Yes. We have a full video on our YouTube channel.
Yeah, go to our YouTube channel. You can watch the whole parade. It's not as long as Boo to You, but it was really good. And our view was great because you could see the wheel at Pixar Pier right behind it. So.
And then, of course, it started out with the Headless Horseman.
The Headless Horseman.
But they also have Ichabod Crane in front of the Headless Horseman, and you hear them talking about it, and about Ichabod Crane walking home from... I'm not sure where he's walking from, but it goes back to the
Walmart.
Original. Ichabod was at Walmart getting some machines.
He was at the Walmart.
But they really do it well with to match up with the original short they came out with.
So here's the treat sack that they gave. It's the Hocus Pocus 2 little bag. Mm-hmm. And this was one of their cups that they have at the Oogie Boogie Bash that you, it's metal and it holds all your cold drinks. And it's got like a little carrier.
Yeah, it's over there, but it's like on a lanyard string that you can actually
carry it with you, which is cool. I'm trying to think if there's anything like this, but I really enjoyed the laid backness, I guess you could say.
Yeah, it was actually nice to enjoy the park as well as the party, where if you're at Mickey's Not So Scary, and if you go to Mickey's Not So Scary regularly, you don't do rides. You don't have time to do the rides, but here you could do the rides. You had time to enjoy them. Like Cars Land is all decked out. The cars are dressed like the different characters, like vampires or ghosts or whatever they're going to be. So it was just really cool. I really enjoyed that party a lot.
And there's a ton of photo ops. If you can see here what all those circles are, those are photo ops.
Which are included
with your ticket that you can go and get pictures taken with all these different photo ops.
And they also have the Sanderson sisters. Remind me, they have the Sanderson sisters there from the ones that are with Clarabelle, Daisy, and Minnie.
Yes. So, but really that line was about an hour to get into, and they were not. I barely got a picture because they were really pushing people along to not like stop there. They really try to keep traffic flowing.
But one thing I will say that's different: Disneyland and California Adventure, Halloween time, the merchandise is available during the days. There's the spookiness of the park during the day. I mean, it's not just like it doesn't start at 6 o'clock on Friday when the park starts. It's always running. Like Guardians, which we did not know, Guardians has an overlay, a monster overlay that they play every day starting at 3 o'clock.
Which I
really didn't care for. I like the original ride better. But I see it's good. It was a little change up, but I'd rather ride the regular Guardians ride.
Like you said, you can buy Oogie Boogie Bash merchandise in the store at California Adventure. You don't have to go to the party. And they do have, like, both parks are full of Halloween decorations. Like here at Walt Disney World, Magic Kingdom is basically it, and it's mostly just on Main Street. Well, not at Disneyland. They have pumpkins and like festive things up everywhere.
So. And what was cool too, another thing about the party is we actually got to talk to people. We actually, some followers from, I think it was Colorado they were from, stopped us. And we actually talked to them for like 20, 25 minutes. And it wasn't like, okay, we got to run. You know, it was mm-hmm. it was so much more laid back. The other character I want to mention, they had Sid from Toy Story.
Yeah, okay, so they had Sid from Toy Story back on Pixar Pier, and I didn't get it at first. I'm like, who's this kid up on the stage? Like, what, he doesn't have a costume. I actually thought it was a guest, like somebody just goofing around.
But he actually, he looked like the kid in the cartoon, in the Toy Story franchise. He had the black shirt with the skull on it. And he was kind of just ripping on stuff. He was talking about his toys he had built and stuff like that. So it was really cool. He was in the little stage there where they put Pixar characters throughout the day to do pictures.
It was just different. It was different. But I do like it, and I definitely would do the Oogie Boogie Bash again. Just maybe not when we're covering a D23 Expo because it's just too much.
Too much.
So the day before we went home, we actually had a park day finally that we weren't working in. And that was the best day because, like, all the pressure was off for the work, because it was a work trip.
And I told her to stop working. I told her that day, you don't need to post, you don't need to do video, you need to enjoy Disneyland, because we don't know when we're gonna be.
It was a stressful trip.
We try to go every year, but what if we don't go, or what if another COVID, knock on wood, happen? We don't know what's gonna happen. So I told her, I said, you need to enjoy the parks before we leave, before we go back home.
And we did. So the one thing I do wanna mention is the Haunted Mansion holiday, which I know that I have posted a ton about it, and you're probably gonna see a ton more because I got a little bit obsessive about it. Now, I love the Haunted Mansion out there better than ours. It's just spookier. They got Hot Box Ghosts, which we're gonna have soon too, but it's just got a different feel to it. And so they do the Nightmare Before Christmas overlay for the fall, like through Christmas time. And I never watched like a cheat video or ride through because I wanted to be surprised. And from the time you walk up, I put video up, you have to go look.
We have the full video on YouTube.
There's pumpkins on the outside, there's Jack over the walkway, there's like the pumpkin scarecrows, there's different music playing. I mean, it's just the coolest thing.
And for years I had seen, they always show the ballroom. If you ever watch any of those specials, Disney at Halloween, mm-hmm. they always show the specials, but they always show the ballroom scene. So I just thought that's the only part that really got overlaid. Oh no, it's the entire ride. Basically, everything you know of the Haunted Mansion, except for the Hatbox Ghost, isn't going on right now up there. Everything else is geared towards Nightmare Before Christmas.
Yeah, Hatbox Ghost had like a Christmas Hatter.
Yeah, but everything else is kind of like the bride. No.
So the bride was gone. Mm-hmm. Where the hitchhiking ghost is a big Oogie Boogie and his roulette wheel.
Madame Leota is not the same that we usually get. She's an ornament.
She's a Christmas ornament, which is just so strange.
But it's just the way they do it, the way they go in there, even where you board the Doom Buggy and take off. Oh, I'm sorry, the sleigh.
It's supposed to be a sleigh.
They have all these animatronics of all the different Nightmare Before Christmas characters right behind it. And it's just, it's amazing. And then you do see Oogie come on the moon. You see Sandy Claus fly in front of the moon. It's just.
I have to say though, and I posted the video, it's on our Instagram, it's on our TikTok, and on our Facebook page. The graveyard scene is out of this world. I mean, I was blown away.
From the minute you get past the Hatbox Ghost, you're like, oh my gosh.
What
they do. And it is, it's just awesome. And then you see the big giant Jack standing at the end of it where the caretaker normally is with the dog is where Jack and Zero are.
Is Jack and Zero, and he's big. And then you go down a little bit and there's Sally. And then like they have the big tree with the talking pumpkins on it. They have these big things like angels, like scary angels, way up near the ceiling.
The singing bus are singing pumpkins.
Yes.
Switch to pumpkins. It's just, if you ever have the opportunity to go and do it, and you're going to wait a little bit longer to ride to go on the attraction, it is
worth it.
Even the stretching room is different.
The stretching room is different. Everything is different. And you know, I told Scott, because we rode it, what, 3 times? And I couldn't get enough of it. And if the line wasn't so long, I would have done it again.
Mm-hmm.
But how much they change is fascinating to me because I know it's not closed for that long when they do the overlay.
Yeah, it's about 2 weeks.
And then like when it's over, they like magic put it back to how it was before. And it just seems so seamless that mm-hmm. you can't tell that there's some sort of overlay that they did. It looks like that's how the ride is supposed to be.
Yeah, it makes you wonder how many of those things are props that they just put over what was there to make it look.
I was trying to figure it out because the mansion's my favorite ride. So when I went back there the other time, I was trying to be super observant and I'm like trying to figure out what they took out or what they may have covered. And they had to take out a lot.
They did. And then the other thing, which they do now, and it's all day long, is you can meet Jack and Sally. Where here, you can only meet Jack and Sally during the party, but there, they have a Haunted Mansion store and a pirate store right next to each other. There's a little, I guess,
like a walkway.
A walkway in between the two, and that's where Jack and Sally are. You can wait in line to meet Jack and Sally during the day, just if you're at Disneyland. Or,
Disneyland.
And it was really cool that they're available to meet and greet like that. And you're kind of alone with them when you go into the room with them.
Yeah, and of course, they have walking around characters there, like Jack Sparrow was walking around, and Red the Pirate, and like you see different characters, and they just kind of walk, and it's weird because people just kind of follow them and hope to get a selfie or a picture. But they don't do characters like we do here. At all.
Boba Fett walking around Galaxy's Edge was really kind of cool.
You like that?
Yeah, that was kind of cool. So he's just walking, he's talking to people and looking at him, but he just keeps walking, and that's. Not so much this time, but when we were there last time, you'd see characters who they shouldn't be communicating with one another because they're from different properties, but they're sitting there talking. Like I saw Peter Pan and who was it? It was Peter Pan and somebody else talking to the Evil Queen. Or it was the Mad Hatter. Peter Pan and the Mad Hatter talking to the Evil Queen. And it's funny to see those three characters who normally Disney keeps properties separate.
It's just different.
They merge them together for something like that. So it's really cool to see them doing that in heaven form. So,
yeah. And they have like a Halloween projection show on Sleeping Beauty Castle. And before I wrap up, I had put something which is crazy. So I had these thoughts about the differences, you know, in Disney World, Disneyland, and I put a post on my public page about like if you're on the fence, like if you're a Disney World person like I am and on the fence about whether you want to go try Disneyland or not, do it. You know, my post was basically, I mean, I still love Walt Disney World, but Disneyland has such a different vibe. Everything is so chilled out. No stress.
When we first started the Main Street Mouse and even before that, Michelle was Walt Disney World girl. That was it. My first park was Disneyland. My dad and my mom took me when I was like 4 years old. So that was the first park I ever went to. And it was just Disneyland. The parking lot was California Adventure. Yeah. It was a parking lot then. So that was the first park. And I used to tell her, I was like, we need to go to Disneyland. She's going, why?
Why? I don't want to go there.
I don't want to go there. It's smaller. They don't have as much stuff to do. Actually, they only have like 4 rides less than we have at Walt Disney World. Between 2 parks, we have 4.
But I was not having it.
But she didn't want to go. Didn't want to go. Well, then D23 2017 came up. We had media for 15, we couldn't go, so Autumn went in our place. Yeah. Then 17, we're like, we're gone. We figured out, we actually drove the 30-some hours to drive there and drive back, which was horrible. But we did it, and she loved it. She fell in love with the parks once she got there, but it was getting her to just come out of her shell and realize there's more than just Walt Disney World, that this is awesome out here, and you need to see it.
Yeah, and I think that's what my little public service announcement on the other page was. I'm not saying one is worse than the other. I'm saying it's a different vibe out there. And my only regret is not going sooner. So I wish I would have been a little more open-minded. I mean, we all have our favorites when it comes to Disney, and we all have things that make us comfortable, and we're all creatures of habit, I guess. And I wish that I would have ventured out and tried Disneyland a lot sooner, because there's so much nostalgia and so much heart up there, because it's Walt's park.
And people, when you go there, majority of people say you can feel Walt's presence in that park. And you can. When you
really
look up
can.
At the apartment over the fire station, you see his lights still on.
Yeah.
And to know he walked through the castle, to know he's walked on the land, that he could have sat on this bench and all that stuff, and to know that he had a personal hand in everything that's there, is just amazing. It's very special, and it's definitely, if you're a Disney fan, it's definitely one of those things you need to do. It needs to be on your Disney bucket list if you haven't.
For sure. That was my whole point of that post. And I have not seen so many comments on something I went crazy, and I'm still getting comments. So I'm really glad that I was able to open that discussion up for people, because I think it's one of those topics that people are afraid to talk about, because you have the diehards from Disney World and the diehards from Disneyland. And I don't think it should be a conversation of what is better. I think you can compare the two and find good things in both. And I think that's what my point was, because don't be like me, where you didn't want to try other parks.
She's like a parent talking to their child. Don't do this. Trust
don't
me.
Be
my
like
experience.
Me, because I missed out on a lot.
Although she says don't compare them, but we do. because like the Haunted Mansion out there is better than the one here. Not that this one's bad, but that one's better.
Okay, so there are a couple things.
Pirates out there is better. Big Thunder better. Space Mountain better.
All right, so there's some better attractions, but I love both parks. I really think if you have not gone to Disneyland, you really need to.
You need to go.
You need to go. Save up, even if it's a bucket list trip, you know, 2 years from now or whatever. It's totally worth it. And now my next thing that I would like to see out of Disneyland is go see it at Christmas time. Obviously not this year, but that'll be on a list. And then now that I know that Paris is getting a Tangled area when that opens, yeah, I got to go to Paris.
And we've been wanting to go see Phantom Manor since it opened in Paris.
Yes, because so I love all the, you know, the haunted stuff. So
we'll have to get out there. And then their Pirates is better. I mean, just, well, we'll be up there. We'll get there eventually.
We will. Well, I guess that's it for today.
I guess that's
it. We tried to keep it as close to an hour. We knew that we could possibly go over because we had a lot to talk about.
It's
only 8:05. Yeah, okay. So, again, Hocus Pocus reunion at the House of Mouse Expo, January 20th through the 22nd, about 4 miles away from Disney property. It's going to be a really great time, so get your tickets at houseofmouseexpo.com. And make sure that you are following us on our social media.
Just make sure Facebook didn't take away from
you. Yeah, because, yeah, I checked. I didn't tell you that. I checked one of my, I have like, I run all the social media for our different businesses, and House of Mouse Expo, they took away my likes for our own pages. I had to go re-like our pages.
Our pages that we're admins of.
Yeah. So make sure you're following Main Street Mouse on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, and TikTok. And House of Mouse Expo on Facebook and Instagram.
So, and then Lost Princess Apparel as well.
Lost Princess Apparel too.
And also, just a reminder, we're still doing the TMSM Fan Cruise in May. Yes. So if you go to our site, there's a link there where you can click on it, fill out a small form. It goes over to MEI Mouseman Travel. So they'll contact you about seeing if you want to come on the cruise with us. And it's no obligation at all. It's just a free quote that they provide for you.
Yeah, come sailing with us.
That's it. Come sail. Come hang out with us for a few days.
Hang out with us.
And it's my birthday that time. So you've got to come out and hang out with us. If you don't come, I'm taking it as a personal insult. That's it.
You don't have to bring a gift or anything. Just come
with us. Yeah. You buy me a free coat.
So anyway, we really appreciate you guys watching and sharing and supporting what we do. It means the world to us. So keep it up. We couldn't do this without you. And
we get to do things like D23 because of you guys. So thank you.
So thank you. You're blessing us. And I guess that's it for this week. So you guys be safe this week, and we'll see you next Monday.
Yep. Take care, guys.
Bye. Bye.